Welcome to Amplifying Leadership and to Thursday with Tara. I am Tara Lehman, a partner, coach, and consultant at Twin Life Coaching and Business Services, of which Amplifying Leadership is a division. I hope to bring you some information or a key takeaway you can use to build, enhance, or grow your leadership skills with Tip Thursday with Tara. Today, I want to talk about something that leaders do sometimes often, or even actually more often than not, overlook. And that is celebrating small wins. I've talked about this a bit before, but it is so very, very important when it comes to motivating our teams. When we normally think about recognizing wins, most organizations actually wait for the big milestones, finishing the big project that just took a year, hitting the sales target over last year's target, landing that next massive client. Whatever that is, they're usually the big end goal. However, the team and the people tend to live in the in-between. We need to keep them motivated and moving forward to actually hit those big milestones. And we want those big milestones hit more often than not. Those everyday baby steps forward that we do take to achieve goals aren't flashy, but they keep the momentum alive when we look at the end goal we have. So think about, what do you do in between that keeps your team motivated? Let me explain why I think that these small wins and celebrating them matters. First of all, they create energy in the team. When people feel like they're being valued and heard and noticed, even for those little steps forward or those small wins, they are actually going to keep more motivation into moving forward to that end goal. Another thing it does, celebrating those small wins, can actually help build confidence within your team. It's almost like it's proof that progress is happening, even if that finish line still feels far away, especially if that end goal is an annual goal or that end goal date has been pushed out. And third, I would say celebrating small wins actually does strengthen the culture within your team. It reminds us that success isn't just about a year from now of that great big result or landing the massive client. It's about the journey of getting there and celebrating what we're doing on that journey. So you might be thinking, do I really need to throw that party every time someone sends an email or meets a small goal? No, no, you don't. What you can do is create very simple, meaningful moments of recognition. So maybe it's a quick shout out in a meeting or a handwritten thank you note. Handwritten, much better than email or text or Teams or Slack or whatever you're using. Handwritten means you put time and effort into it. Keep that in the back of your minds. And even if it's just a pause, you see someone in the hallway and you're like, that was a step forward when you did XYZ. Really appreciate that. Great work. Most of this stuff is very low cost or free. It doesn't take much, but the impact of recognition for achieving small steps can be massive. So we all know when we have a large goal that we generally create action items to get to that goal. Celebrate them. Here's the kicker. If you do skip small wins, and we've all done this, people do still start to feel like that hard work I put in doesn't count unless I win. Well, what if that massive achievement doesn't happen, but we had great learnings along the way? Let's celebrate the wins that get us there, if it is a loss or an achievement. This not doing it is a fast track to disengagement, demotivation, and in some cases, burnout within your team. So leaders who only celebrate that end goal, that finish line, really do miss the chance to encourage people along the way to do better, to look at things differently, because we're celebrating as we go. Celebrating these smaller wins or stepping stones creates a ripple effect. So once you make it more normal to recognize the progress we're making along the way, then your team may start doing that too. They may actually start cheering each other on, saying thank you to each other, building each other up. And now you've got that culture that really does thrive on momentum instead of waiting for those rare moments that are going to come up in a year from now. When we do that, If we don't have these check-ins, we can actually forget about those goals and they may never happen. Here is your challenge this week. I want you to take a look at your team and notice one small win that they achieve, something you may normally not even notice. I want you to call it out and celebrate it. I want you to say thank you to your team wholeheartedly and honestly. Make sure they know that they mattered in that small achievement. A little recognition can go a very long way. Because at the end of the day, our big goals or annual goals are reached by creating the small stepping stones of a whole bunch of milestones, stepping stones, whatever you want to call them, of small wins. And every step forward deserves to be seen. Thank you for joining me for this week's Tip Thursday with Tara. I've just launched a brand new leadership community for leaders of all levels, for those interested in leadership all the way to the top, where we dive into topics like this every week. It's a space to grow, reflect, and connect with other leaders doing all the hard work that you're doing too. If this sounds like something you'd like to be part of, please visit us at amplifyingleadership.ca/community-info. That is our Tip Thursday with Tara for this week. If you or someone you know is struggling with leadership priorities to building those strong, empowered teams, I'm here to help. Please visit our website for more information on programs, community, coaching, and more at amplifyingleadership.ca, a Twin Life Coaching and Business Services division. Until next time, remember, leadership matters.